right, here we go.
All right, well, Kufar, Akbar, everybody, hello. This is another edition of Radio Freak, a fierce fan. This is indeed a radio program dedicated to rightly dividing the truth between Christianity and Islam. Today we examine the evidence for both of these faiths in order to arrive at the truth that leads us to this end. Thus go I, or I should say we, here on the panel. Shalom, peace and blessings. This is, once again, your humble host, Eric Beckerfer, coming to you live from the cavernous depths of the Kafir Cave here in Dar al-Harb, Kafiristan. We are here every Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for you Canucks. Well, for the Canuck in the room. Or actually the two Canucks in the room. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then out west it is earlier. I am live casting again on two channels on Facebook and on our YouTube channel through StreamYard. Remember, a kafir is someone who does not heed the beliefs and prescriptions held by the religion of Islam. This is according to the new Encyclopedia of Islam. And that's actually going to get a mention tonight during the show because evidently a kafir is an unbeliever, according to some people. Kafiristan, of course, is Dar al-Harb, the house of war. These are the lands that are not ruled by Sharia, never will be, as long as I take a breath. If you want to call into the show here on the Global Patriot Radio Network, the number is area code 319-527-6706, area code 319-527-6706. Okay, first off, a couple admin things get taken care of before we get rolling on tonight's show. I wanted to thank Chris Claus and Steve Manchi for hosting the show on Sunday. I was out of town, and so I appreciate them filling in and doing a fine job, I might say. It makes me kind of jealous, the job that they did. I mean, I don't say jealous. Jealous is a bad word. Let me say envious of their abilities. Let's just put it that way. They did a great job, and I appreciate you guys doing it. Okay, so today, what are we going to be talking about today? Today, we're going to be talking about a show that was broadcast on YouTube about a week and a half ago, and I meant to get to it earlier, but just haven't had the chance because, you know, things have just been, you know, scheduling this show. And anyway, but we're going to get to it tonight, and we're going to be discussing some of the things that were said on the YouTube show Consider This with their host, the Imam Kenny Bomer. And we're going to be looking at that show and some of the things that he said, commented upon, that kind of one of the comments just made my eyes just, well, wait a second, did he just say that? And I replayed it, and yes, he just said that. So we're going to look at that here in a moment. But before we do that, I came across a rap video that basically tells us where we need to be as far as our thinking is with the Palestinian issue. And it really isn't a Palestinian issue as far as I'm concerned. It is a Hamas issue. So what I want to do, I want to share my screen. Let me see here. Let me make this bigger-er. Bigger-er. Biggest-est. And I'm going to share my screen. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to mute myself. But this is a rap video. And like I said, I'm not the biggest fan of rap in the world. When I listened to this, I was like, yeah, this is really good. It's only about 2.5 minutes, almost 3 minutes. Let me take that back. Here we go. Let me mute, and I'll play the video. Here we go. Thank you. Now, is that good or what? That I don't, like I said, I'm not a.
You need to mute yourself, Eric.
Oh, sorry.
Keep talking.
Isn't that good or what? I'm not a fan of rap music. Well, it's because I can't normally understand what they're saying when I listen to the music to begin with. But I really like that video. That was pretty good. That is did young. Let's put that way. Okay, what's brought up? Point where we are today. All right, so I'm going to DL for this, and I don't DL room. DL normally he works shit, so he's probably not going to be here. I didn't. Last Saturday night, not this past Saturday night, but the Saturday before that, he had sent me. And evidently sent Chris a link, too, because Chris and I clicked on it, and I thought this was a show that the Imam was doing about Israel, which was going to be the topic of the next day's show on the Crossing the Crescent, which we went through, and we did a show on why Israel is entitled to the land that they live in today, why Israel has a biblical right, has a legal right, and also has a moral right to the land. So I thought that's what it was about, but lo and behold, it definitely wasn't. And as soon as I got to the show, they were talking, and I actually thought it was about the Palestinian issue because the Imam was talking about terrorism. So he kept talking and talking. I'm like, well, wait a second. He didn't really tell us what terrorism was. So I typed in, just being the mild mannered person that I am, just typed into chat a note that the Imam did not define what terrorism was. And it was on. I mean, the attacks started almost immediately. And within 5 minutes, I'd been kicked out of chat. The mods, they're banned me from chat. So I'm like, oh, okay, well, I'm out of here. And then I went back and watched it again. And, as I said, I was listening to some of the things that the Imam had said, and that's what prompted tonight's show. Now, tonight's show is about his views on terrorism. And this is what, as a matter of fact, the title I went in and I changed the title of the show into the form of a question. And here's why it's about terrorism. Let me go ahead and share my screen here once again, and you can listen to what the Imam said. This is at the 50. I think this is at like the 56 minute mark within the show. So let me mute myself, share my screen, and you can listen and decide for yourself. Okay, so Okay, so that part right there really raised my antenna. I'm like, are you kidding me? Start at 51. Okay, bomb droppings, dog droppings. What are you posting here? I figured some of his friends would come.
Hey, Eric, I think I received an email that told us to start at the 51-minute mark.
And I will. I just... Oh.
You and the imam himself.
Oh, that makes sense. So the bomb droppings is
probably the imam
himself. Very clever.
I'm assuming.
Okay. Well, you know what happens when we assume, right? Right. Well, we're going to go back to the 51-minute mark, of course. But this is what prompted the show tonight when he said that he has no problem with them firing rockets into Israel. And he was speaking about terrorism. So my question would be then, is that not a terrorist action, an action that a terrorist would take? Is it not terrorism to fire rockets indiscriminately into an area that is occupied by civilians? To achieve the goal, because who's firing, well, number one, who's firing the rockets? Hamas is firing the rockets. And what is Hamas? Well, Hamas is a terrorist group. So if you're supporting what they do, then what does that mean that you're supporting? I know it's kind of a syllogism. Look the word up, but that would be a syllogism. So what we'll do is we'll go back to the 51-minute mark. Because there are some things that actually we're going to go to the 49-minute mark. We're going to go a little bit before that because there are some things that I did want to talk about. But I wanted to go over an email. And this is crazy. This is just crazy what he did this morning. He sends me an email. Where did it go? Here it is. Okay. Here is an email. Yeah, I saw that. Congratulations.
After he told me, like, the last time anymore, then all of a sudden he messaged me because his one friend wanted to set up a debate, cared to debate Kenny nor any of his buddies. And then I get tagged in this episode, so I'm just wondering when he's actually going to stop emailing me. Not like I really care.
Well, here... Well, Rad, hold on. I'm going to go back to a previous email that he had. Let me share my screen here that he had sent, and I'm just using this as an example. This isn't the email that he sent me this morning, but this is something that he posted on Facebook. I think Facebook.com. There it is. And look what he's saying here. He's saying Muslims boycott the following people: hate monger Eric the Kaffir Smith. And notice so if you look down here, Chris is number four, Robert, well, you're number five, but I get it. Sam's number one. I get that. But I'm bragging here. I'm number two. Just saying, guys, you need to try harder. And obviously you have been trying harder. What? Jai, yeah.
He is disagree with me. He just debates Muslims. He speaks against Islam. So because he speaks against Islam, he's a hate monger. And I think everybody in the chat here knows Jai.
Yeah.
And everybody in the chat on Facebook and in YouTube know Jai as well. I think he's soft-spoken individual. It just doesn't like conflict. And then I also want to say that down from there, that name Anthony Rogers.
Oh, yeah.
When did Anthony Rogers ever become
a... it's hard to say.
Again,
well, anybody that disagrees with Kenny is an Islamophobe. I mean, that's, we know that. You're an Islamophobe.
Yeah, I'll take the Islamophobe title, and a lot of other people will take that title in there as well. Even Sam will take the title as well, right? He doesn't care.
I don't see.
Guys, they don't even earn, like, they're not even mean.
Yeah. Well, look at here. You got John. Way to go, John. We're proud of you. But somebody's name up here that I see here in our panel is not that. Steve. Steve, what are you doing? Obviously, we're not trying harder. Okay, so let's just go back. Let's go back to this email that that Chris and I got this morning. I don't know if you can read this. Notice that it's cease and desist. So this is telling me that I need to stop. I need to stop. I just need not to do my show. Okay, that's going to work out for you. Well, maybe not. But look what he says here. I have contacted my attorney. So he's getting an attorney involved in this already. And he's with some Rice law firm regarding your upcoming show and claims I was supporting and promoting terror. That's not what I said. But okay. But we're going to get to that. Oh, by the way, we are definitely going to get to that. In that video, I spoke against acts of terrorism numerous times. And that very well may be true. And we appreciate that. But when you said that you support the indiscriminate firing of rockets into Israel, well, I'll let people figure that one out for themselves. I highly recommend you watch the video from the 51-minute mark. Well, you need to quit making sense. You need to quit making sense. Yeah. Yeah, so do I. Yeah. That is, okay, well, that's a syllogism. Okay. Before you walk yourselves into a lawsuit for defamation, at least he spelled this, because when Marshall Gregory sent a threat like this to me, he said definition of character is what he said. Now, at least Kenny got that one right. And slander against me as an author and public figure. Now, public figure. Now, that's okay. I mean, we all make blunders here. But if you're a public figure, what he probably doesn't understand is that the standard for slander goes through the roof. It really does. And that's...
Named us all as hate mongers and hate preachers and things to this nature, but that's not slander. Only when it's done to him, it is slander, not when he's doing it to others. Oh, I so love hypocrisy.
Yeah, that I didn't even think about that, but that makes a lot of sense. It's okay for him to call us names, but okay. All right, and then as well as copyright infringement. Now, I'm not exactly sure what copyright infringement means, but I'm assuming he meant copyright infringement. And you know, putting up a picture that you can get off of Google that doesn't say copyright or anything like is not copyright infringement. But just to satisfy him, if you go in and you modify a picture, then it's not copyrighted. So what I did, if you look at the title of the show, I did modify the picture a little bit. Let me see if I can bring it up. I'm probably not going to be able to bring it up real quick or quick enough anyway. But I did modify the picture because he said don't show a picture. I think it was don't show a picture of my book. That be copyright infringement. Now, in and of itself is simply not true. Showing a picture of your book or talking about your book or quoting directly from your book is definitely not copyright infringement. That could be true. Okay, let me see if this is – it's not coming up. Why isn't this coming up? So this is the picture. This is how I – nope, this isn't it. This isn't the one – oh, yes, it is. Here we are. Here we go. I modified his picture. There we go. That's –
is that could be a new line of toilet paper. It's probably all the books you paid for.
It's penance reading it, that's for sure. Okay, and for the use of my book and name in advertisement against me in your obvious publicity stunt. This is a publicity stunt, don't you see? The claims you made in your advertisement are completely false and misleading, and anybody who takes time to watch the show mentioned above will clearly see that I spoke against all form of oppression. No, you didn't. And injustice. No, you didn't. As well as terrorism. No, you didn't. Throughout the entirety of the video. I have warned you before about the consequences of your continued unprovoked acts of slander and aggression towards me and Muslims in general. As it relates to Eric Smith's role as an educator who continuously engages in hate speech towards Islam, that's simply not true. I don't engage in hate speech against any group of people or Islam itself. What I do is discuss the religion and how it is applied across the globe. That is not hate speech. Speaking the truth is not hate speech, period. But listen, look what he does. He says Global Patriot Raiders recognized as an anti-Muslim organization that gives you a platform to spread hate speech and propaganda. Again, the school district that employs you will be bombarded with calls, emails, if you dare to spread lies against my character or misinformation about what I do or do not support. This is just not a warning to you. This is an ultimatum that you can be assured you will be acted upon if you attempt to slander or defame my name or character in any way whatsoever. I'm not going to do that, Imam. I'm going to let you do that for yourself. Your personal attacks against me and your ongoing publicity stunts are going to get you more publicity than you can handle. We will saturate your community and local news outlets with footage from your previous shows that are without question. Oh, you mean that you would cut and paste or selectively edit out parts of the show? Okay. Not only will we intend to remove you from the district, but we will demand that your license to teach in your state be stripped from you due to ongoing harassment and hate speech directed towards Muslims and Islam. Okay, so what I should do and what I should do right now is immediately end this show. Figure the odds of that happening. That's simply not going to happen. It's pretty childless without... typo. Typos. Okay, I get. I make typos myself. I'm not attacking your typos. It is kind of funny though.
Let me tell you, this is just absolutely disgusting, right? Because Eric's been doing the show for what? Four years now. And it's been on radio, Blog Talk Radio. Now he's over into YouTube, right? Spreading the gospel. Teaching things about Islam, and even though he rejected Islam, right? But that's all that it takes for an imam in Houston to want fired from their job and then their license revoked for even being able to teach in that state. And why? Simply because he speaks against Islam. Whoa, Eric. If you do a show on him, he's going to have to sue you, even though I could pull up a video right now where he did a show on me roughly about 3 months ago. I could show you more that he's did on us prior to that, and I've already downloaded them. So if making a video about somebody or about somebody's religion then identifies you as a hate monger against that religion, well... Kenny's going to have to hand in his imam ticket, give up his license, imam himself out in Houston, because he's did worse than he's ever thought of us doing. And this is the first time that he threatened Eric with his job. Him and that snake Marshall were doing it for months. Every other day, sending him an email of going to his school board and getting him from his job. He's been doing this over and over and over and over again, and then lie about going to a lawyer, because everybody in their right mind knows that he cannot charge any of us for defamation, because that is not under what defamation actually means within the legal system. So no lawyer would have told him that. No smart one anyway. And then he tries to say that he's going to copyright.
Well, Chris...
not even funny. And whenever you're ready, Eric, I'm ready to show my little...
Yeah, I got a couple things that I want to say before we do that, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm thinking that lawyer probably went to the same university that that the imam goes to. We're not going to go there because, well, let me just show some of these emails that he did to me last fall. Before we get to that, let me just say this. What this all stemmed from was, if you all remember the episode where Ijaz Ahmad doxed Ariel Gonzalez. I think we all can remember that when that happened. When Ijaz doxed Ariel, I sent the imam, we started corresponding back and forth on Instant Messenger on Facebook, and it was pretty civil. He obviously wasn't happy with it. I wasn't happy with it. And we were trying to figure out, you know, what we were going to do with it. And then all of a sudden he has he has Ijaz on his show, giving him a platform to justify what he did. So this whole thing started with that. And I'm saying, are you really going to give that scumbag, that little imp, a platform after he doxed Ariel Gonzalez, called him a wetback, and then used all kinds of foul language?
Oh, yeah, he doxed his sister and then called his mother a W-H-O-R-E.
Right, yeah. I mean, this is just absolutely – and he gave him – he had him on his show that within a day or two. So I got on to Kenny about that. I'm saying, look, you shouldn't have done this. And so we go back and forth in emails, and it eventually leads to this. This is where he starts threatening me on my my job. If you read this, if you look at the, you know, school district that I work, I'm going to send the director of schools, Noreen Bush. Thank you for providing the opportunity to sit down and discuss this. Okay, so I'm going to call your employer and try to get you fired. And look at here, I can go to Cedar Rapids real cheap and talk to her in person. So I, you know, it was just absolutely incredible what this guy does. And then the next day, this is where we get this post where he's going to he's going to have people boycott our show. Well, that's fine. You know, if you want to boycott something, I wouldn't boycott anything, to be honest, unless I shouldn't say that. But let's just say this. I wouldn't boycott free speech. If you want to say whatever you want, I mean, that's perfectly okay. And then if you look at what he does here, he says that all Muslims should boycott my show. Okay. And then what does he do? He says, I sent an email back, and so he blocked me. And this is what he responds with. He says, is this the Operation Bush one? Nope. He sends me this. He says, I'm going to go tell your boss what you're doing. And this is what I emailed him back with. I told him that he was acting like that scumbag, the known internet troll, who's been doing this same thing to me. And I told him exactly why, because you had Ijaz on your show and you were making excuses for his behavior. And then Ijaz turns around and admits that what he did was wrong. So what does he do? He blocks me on Facebook, which is fine. I could care less. Blockistan is what he called it, and I think that's pretty cool. That's a neat word. And then when he has people boycott my show, that's fine. But when he sends an email to scumbag swimming in that sewer that Marshall does, that is a problem. That was a problem. And I really wasn't a problem. I didn't have a problem with that, and you know, with Marshall, because Marshall can't spell. Nobody really takes him seriously. But look what he says here. I'm not Marshall Gregory. I'm all about it. Operation Cedar Rapids. And then he got a lawyer. I don't know if it's the same lawyer who graduated from Michigan or not. And then he turns – this was really weird. He turns around and sends me – I'm not your enemy. I was just teasing you. Oh, I'm sure you were. A war is deceit, I'm sure. And then what does he do? This is, look what he does here. He sends me an email asking for the contact information for Hatun Tash. Now, Hatun had been on my show in September, and Kenny came on the show and had a debate with her. And it was about women in Islam. I guess it's one of his favorite topics or whatever. And she just basically made him look pretty foolish. And I can understand him being upset about it, because if I was made to look that way by Hatun, you know, I would be upset too. So what he wants is, he wants her contact information from me. After, I'm going to boycott your show. After, I'm going to threaten your job. After all that, can you send me Hatun's contact information? Now, what do you think my answer was? Yeah. Let me get right to it. Let me get right on it. I admit I was a smart aleck. But here's, let me see. Let's get through this Hatun thing. The same, are we talking about the same Hatun that your good friend Ijaz called a terrorist and other vile epithets? Let me see here. There was one more thing that I wanted to get here. Okay. So now on his show, let me just, this is why I bring up this Mishka and Michigan thing, is because on his show, after this occurred, there was some guy on there. He was kind of like an antagonist. Anybody that goes on a show is considered to be an antagonist, I guess. And this guy questioned Kenny whether he had gone to Michigan University. Now, what does that sound like, Michigan University? Does that sound like Mishka or Michigan? And Kenny got so – do you remember this? Okay, so Kenny takes his fist and he's like, he's upset that a guy would dare to question whether or not he went to Mishka University when it sounds like Michigan. And this guy's, I don't think you went to Michigan University. You're in Texas or whatever. And he gets also upset about it. So I started giving him a hard time about it. Maybe I shouldn't. But here's what he says. Don't pretend that your job is safe. The curtain soon to drop and expose all that you're going to do. And, oh, we're coming. We're going to expose you where you live, right there in your community. It's your place of employment. It's all being organized now. See you soon. Don't worry. We have no intention. Oh, oops, I don't have this up on the screen. I'm sorry. I should have had this up on the screen. We're coming. We're going to expose you right where you live. See you soon. Community and place of employment. So this was back in, what was this? This was October, just October, November. Okay, so the bottom line was, is that, yeah, okay. We were going to do a show on all this. And 2 hours before the show, I get a call from Sam Shimon asking me not to do that, not to do the show, to expose all these things about the imam. And that's fine. Sam wanted me to do, I said, okay, fine. We won't do that. We'll bring up some things, but we won't bring up that. So now he's back to the same thing, because somebody had dared to come on his show and question him about terrorism. And then thank you. Excellent. There we go. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. The doxer. Doxing somebody. So he was going to what was my train of thought on that? He was going to I lost my train of thought on that. Great job, XYZ, making it, putting it up there and having me lose my complete train of thought on that. Okay, but what I was going to say, though, is that here he's practicing, he's doing the same exact thing that he did last fall when somebody would dare to challenge his opinions and the things that he said. How dare you do this? So, you know what? We're doing it. Okay, Chris, go on ahead.
Yes, sir. Excellent. Thank you so much. My only question, can you go ahead and put my thing up on the screen there, Eric?
Yes, sir. There we go.
All right, so we can all see this.
Okay.
I think I forgot to hit the volume button. All right, didn't get to that time. All right, back up.
There you go.
Gone now. this minute. This man right here, his name is Robin Turkel. I know of this man, and I knew of him before he went on Kenny's show. And I have evidence of this man here that is on Kenny's show. Just go ahead and listen to what he says. Alright, so we heard Kenny identify him as Osman Turkel. And he said, Brother Osman Turkel. He identified this guy as his brother. Now, I'm not going to put it up on the screen, but I could because I do have other things here that I don't want people to see other conversations. Actually, you know what? Just because I'm going to do it quickly just to show everybody, because it's not anything to really worry about here, so go ahead and put that down.
Yep, I'm sorry. There we go.
See my
Yep.
Excellent. So, Osman Turkel, the same guy that was on Kenny's show. Let's start up here. I've read the Quran and lots of hadith. I use logic when reading the Quran. He said, during the last days, we Muslims conquer your lands. Whoa. And then I say, well, if Muslims are peaceful, why should they conquer lands? He says, no, we are not. We are not peaceful to enemies of Allah. You are an enemy of Allah. You are kafir. Now, I'm going to stop sharing and I'm going to keep reading. And then I said, so you accept Surah 929 as Muhammad's final command to Muslims. And he says, I am upset that we can't do that today. And I said, that's just, you know, I thought where you live. Because he's in Turkey, I believe it is. I thought you'd be a terrorist Muslim. Thanks for clarifying. He said, when you Americans kill Muslim children in Iraq, you are not terrorists. What are American soldiers doing in Iraq? Where is America and where is Iraq? Then he says, you are the terrorists. You Christians are parasites of the world.
Can you put that up the screen, Chris? Can you share your screen? We want to see that because you can just. We don't want anybody accusing you of just making this up.
All right, there you go.
Yep, there you go. Go ahead. Tell you what, Chris, if you said something like that on my show, or you wouldn't be on here. You'd never be on here again. You're a nice guy and everything, but if that's how you felt about other people, and let me just put it this way, if that's how you felt about Muslims, you wouldn't be on this show. I can promise you that. Or anybody that had said something similar to that. Okay. Did you have anything else to add to that?
If that's okay.
No, it's not okay. Yeah, go ahead, Issa, of course.
I think it's extremely problematic. I think there's inflation. I actually put, there's a video from a Bollywood movie. Bollywood is like Indian Hollywood. And it's like this debate, and it's like, and it kind of shows, it's interesting because the person who's debating this position, the same kind of thing that, you know, American imperialism is super evil and it's super bad. The person who's you know, showing that position ends up in the movie being a terrorist. Kind of interesting. If you ever watch the movie, it's called Qurban. Qurban means sacrifice. It's Arabic. It's also Hindu. It's the same word. Hindu Urdu uses Turkish, Arabic. It has a lot of those words within it. I think there's so much to unpack in that statement. There's a lot of conflation here. He's trying to say that Americans and Christians are the same thing, which is false. There's Christians all over the world. They have different, there's different cultural perspectives and stuff like that. And also the idea is, let's say an American person goes into the military and this certain kind of agenda occurs. There's always context. Why was America involved in these situations? Does America represent Christianity? That's another question. So I think there's lots of conflations here. I don't really think countries represent a religious ideology. I think they're separate narratives, and I think that this is a really terrible conflation to even do. Religion, what we have in our country here in America is, I know not everybody here is from the United States, like I know Chris is from Canada, but I think they have the same policy. We have separation between church and state, so faith is our own personal thing, so that needs to be really understood. And there is a context of what happened to Iraq. There's a lot of situations that went on with this situation. I'm personally an anti-imperialist. That's my particular position. I don't really think we should have been in Iraq. But there is a reason why America had an initiative in Iraq. There were problems with the regime that was there that were very problematic. So that needs to be understood. All these things need to be understood. And then basically this idea is that you're wrapping it all up and saying, well, you went to Iraq, so that justifies whatever I do. I'm like, this is a ridiculous argument. So you're saying I can have, an ideology where I'm willing to hurt human beings because some government took an initiative that I didn't like. That's insane. That's madness. That's a maddening, foolish position. And it's insulting. It's insulting to anyone there. And it's this weird madness where it's like you're saying, I have this ethical, moral position that I'm taking, but nothing is substantiated within that. So I think it's insane. And I don't think anybody should ever say that, like just a basic human being. And I think that you're right to say, look, we don't want hate speech here on this show. We don't want to have hate speech. What we're talking about is different ideological platforms in religion. That's what the conversation is.
Well, that's the problem. That's the problem. Anytime that you speak out or against or challenge the differences between our ideological differences, then you're called names. You're called an Islamophobe, a hater, a bigot, a racist. You need to be fired from your job. There's no way that you can – it's absolutely ridiculous. And it's when you start thinking about how thin somebody's skin has to be in order to react like this, it's just – I don't know. It's just not making a lot of sense to me. I mean, I have people call, I mean, you look at the names that this guy's called me and the threats that he's made. Have I gone sniveling to people about this, saying that I'm going to come get you fired from your job, Kenny Bomer, for saying all these things or making threats against me? No. This is where, you have to – if you're going to put yourself out there like a public figure – then you have to be able to accept the fact that some people are going to indeed provide criticism of you and your opinions. And if you can't deal with that without saying that I'm going to sue you for slander, defamation of character, or whatever, then maybe you need to go find something else to do. This is ridiculous. So as he asked, let's go ahead and play a couple clips from his video. And I'm going to start at the 51-minute, 51-minute, 20-something second spot, 22 seconds, I think I am here. All right, I'm going to mute myself and put this up on the screen. Oops, there we go. I didn't have it up, sorry.
See a gentleman in the chair.
Okay. Kenny needs to go to the new Encyclopedia of Islam. A kafir is a person who does not heed the descriptions and prescriptions of the religion of Islam. Just saying.
And I haven't interacted with this individual for months, and he says, will not define what terrorism is. So, I need to define what terrorism is. What terrorism is. I know what terrorism is. Islam does not teach terrorism.
Okay, so if Islam does not teach terrorism, then why are we on the website here? I'm not going to sit here and provide a laundry list of all the different Quranic admonitions to go out and fight or whatever. Let me pull this over here. If you go to the religious piece, if it does not teach terrorism, let me share. 39,280 attacks in the name of Islam since 9/11. And so in almost 20 years, but you have 39,280 different attacks since 2001 if Islam does not teach terrorism. If it doesn't, that's fine. But what you should be doing instead of focusing on, you know, this little show here, you should be spending more time talking to more of your co-religionists over in these countries where these things are happening. That should be your focus, not on this guy, but on those people who are committing these crimes, they're committing these terrorist attacks. Let's continue.
And also, I think he should condemn Hamas.
Oh, we're getting to that. Oh, yes, we are. Thank you for bringing that up, though, Chris. I appreciate that. But we're going to get to that. Okay, here we go.
For political means. Terrorize the people that were there.
Oops. Okay. Let's get something straight here. If this is I don't mean to laugh. If this is your go-to example of terrorism, where you have a bunch of yodels going into the United States Capitol, not one of them had a gun, by the way. Let's just make sure we understand that. Number two, he said that they killed a couple people. That is an outright lie. That is a lie. They did not kill a person. And when they tried to – exactly right, Chris. When they tried to police officer – that didn't pan out either. The only person that got killed that day was an Air Force veteran. A woman, about 5'4", was shot by a Capitol Police officer point blank. That's the only person that got killed. So for you to try to make this an act of terrorism is desperation. Chris, what were you going to say about that?
Well, I was just going to say we now know where his party affiliates lie when it comes to his ideology, when it comes to his political atmosphere. I would say what happened in Portland for like 9 months, where they went over complete city blocks,
right,
locked them up, kept the cops out of there, and people were being shot and everything right on the street. I'm pretty sure that that would classify as terrorism. But I noticed the imam may have forgot about that 9 months worth of carnage all over the United States to focus on one day.
Oh, you knew you were going to get the Rad riled up. Okay. Okay, Rad. Okay, I just want to make sure. Rad, okay. Rad, take it easy now because I know you've been sick. So, all right.
Kenny, dude, I mean, again, remember, what does he define as terrorism? Anything
mean, up is down, down is up, you know, peaceful is war, and war is peace, and you know what I mean? But as far as this comment that Islam teaches about terrorism, what about the authentic hadith that say that Muhammad said, I've been made victorious through terror, right?
Well, this was that hadith that's... Okay, Rad, that was a hadith that did not make it to his show, because this show was titled 40 Popular Hadith or 40 Super Hadith or something like that. So we appreciate you bringing that part up. What I would be interested in knowing is, you know, since, you know, we had this summer of love and all of these police officers assaulted across the nation, how his co-host, I can't remember the guy's name, but his co-host, the male, I think they mentioned that he was a retired police officer or something. I would like to know what his feelings were about how the police have been assaulted continuously since then. Anybody else got anything to add to that before we continue playing this screen? Okay.
No.
All right, let's...
I have something to get in, you know? Please go ahead, Steven. And
go ahead, Steve.
Thing to say, too. He said, well, I have to define terrorism. I'm like, you do need to define terrorism. And yes, that what happened in Washington is problematic, definitely. What you would say is that the whole point is to invoke terror. That's the idea of what terrorism is. And yes, what Boko Haram does is terrorism. We can't say that that's not what it is. You're invoking terror. You're doing attacks against people to get people terrified, and then you're getting them to react. So that is the stuff that's going on. And I think the honorable position within the Muslim community is to say, we're going to own this. We're going to own all these things. People in our community are doing this, but we as Muslims are going to say this is wrong. We're going to condemn this. We have to say Muslims in our community are doing horrible things, and we should just own it. And that would be really honorable. Like, I think you guys all get credit when we talk about Crusades. You're like, yeah, Christian people did really bad stuff. Christian people did horrible stuff. And we condemn that. Condemn it. Whether those people call them Christians or not, we say this is not a part of our faith. We're going to condemn it. Instead of, like, passing the buck and saying, well, look at how bad Americans are. Look how bad, you know, you bombed Iraq. And I'm like, okay, but that's not what we're talking about here. We're asking about condemnation of evil terrorist acts. That's what we're asking for.
Right, and that's what, that's exactly what we're talking about. Right, so let's, let me take this off there. Let's go ahead and, Steve, did you have something you wanted to add?
I just want to say that what he's saying is typical CNN. This is what CNN said. This is what the Democratic Party said. This is the new definition of terrorism. This is what the Biden administration is pushing. And so we've got to get used to it. What he's saying is absolutely the left-wing propaganda. And so,
yeah.
And we got to get used to it because they're not stopping. They're pushing this.
This is true.
No, I honestly 100% agree with you, Stephen. When somebody only looks at that one attack at the Capitol building and they forget 9 months worth of attacks in the United States, people dying, riots, things on fire all over the city, everything, millions and billions of dollars of damage, hundreds of lives lost. That's not terrorism, though. Right? That's not how we define terrorism. We don't define terrorism by Hamas firing rockets into Israel and hiding rockets within civilian neighborhoods. And I'd just like to say, that song that we had at the start, I wholeheartedly agree with it, and I'll just repeat the same token. The Hamas is not Palestinians. Palestinians are not Hamas. And that is my view. I condemn Hamas, not the Palestinians. A lot of them are made to do what they're doing or they would die. I cannot fault them for it. A lot of them just hate Hamas. So I can't condemn the Palestinian people, just definitely Hamas. Where this is how we should define terrorism, but a certain imam from Houston seems to define terrorism by a group of people going into a building, and actually the only one dying at that Capitol building was a woman that was going in to the Capitol building. The police officer that died there, as you said before, did not die because of anything at the Capitol building, and is evidence for this now. So anybody that spurts that is actually repeating a lie.
Yeah, and
it is in fact a lie. What Imam from Houston says that multiple people died in this insurrection on January 6th, but negates to speak of 9 months of bloodshed and fires in the United States because he supports it.
Well, what I find astonishing is the fact that, you know, if he was going to provide an example, and his first example is essentially a protest that got out of hand. That, and you know, if you really want to cut right down to it, it was a protest that the people just lost their minds. And if you're trying to say that some, you know, the people dress up as Chewbacca, you know, have some type of existential threat against our government, that is pretty weak. It really is. But he goes on, and I want to go ahead and continue playing this. I want to get through some of this because I want to give him the chance to say his piece. So let's put this back up here. I'm going to mute myself.
They crushed people there. They assaulted people there. That's terrorism. Terrorism is so that these terrorists, and we should all condemn all of those. So I don't know what to do, but it's terrorism. You know, trying to achieve a particular goal. What terrorism?
Okay, so terrorism is trying to achieve a specific goal through violence. And I would say that firing rockets into a sovereign nation, 4,300 and some change rockets into a nation to achieve what goal? What goal does Hamas have? Hamas's goal is to wipe Israel off of the map. It is to wipe Israel out, to kill Jews. That is their goal. So when you don't condemn that, then what are you supporting? Because your comment that I played at the beginning of the show clearly states that you support those people firing those rockets. So firing those rockets to achieve a goal, by your own definition, is terrorism. But you didn't condemn it. You actually condoned it by saying that these people have the right to commit this type of act. Now, if you know anything about Hamas, you know, folks, in 2005, the Israelis pulled their own citizens out of the Gaza Strip forcibly. Oh, by the way, forcibly removed their citizens from the Gaza Strip and said, here, you people can rule yourselves. You are now autonomous. You can do this on your own. And they did. So the first thing that the Palestinian people in Gaza did is they elected a terrorist organization to represent them. They elected people in Hamas. And what did Hamas go about the business of doing? They went out and started killing anybody that would dare to question their authority. Boy, that sounds kind of familiar. Anybody that would dare to question their authority, would dare to – my goodness, that sounds familiar.
That almost reminds me of a certain scribe of Muhammad's questioning if he was actually getting revelation from Allah or if he was just basically repeating – what this scribe was saying, because there was three separate points that this scribe said to Muhammad before his Allah revealed it to him, that scribe ended up dying.
Yeah, he was killed. Don't you dare question. So what are we going to do? We're going to kill you. So just so we understand, Hamas is the one that fired these rockets. Hamas, a terrorist organization, a designated terrorist organization by the United States of America, fired these rockets. So when we get up here to what was that? What was that? 50-minute mark. So when we get up here and you say this, like asking, I kept saying I'm in the chat. Okay, so it is justified. According to the imam, it's justified. Why? Because he says, according to him, he's saying that for some reason, that it's the Israelis that are going into their homes. If somebody comes into your home, you would defend your home. He goes, well, let me play that. Let me just play what his justification is, how he justifies this. It's kind of sad.
Eric Smith, and someone comes into your home and you have the ability to sit back, what are you going to do?
Okay, so my question is who was going into the Palestinians' homes? That wasn't happening. The Palestinians are the ones that started this whole thing. The Jews, and let's see here, John would know best what happened here, but the Jews had evicted a squatter, a sheikh who was squatting Jewish land without paying rent. They evicted him, so that got people's noses out of joint. And there was a couple other things that happened. So what is Hamas's answer to all this? Well, let's just start shooting rockets into Israel. Israel did not go into the Gaza Strip. So how can you sit there in with a straight face and say that they came into their homes and they were a threat?
Hey, Eric.
Yeah.
Can I play a video? There's a certain brother of ours that's been watching, and I just got sent a video that I think we all need to hear. It is about this very topic, and it is very, very important. Let me go ahead and share my screen. Let me know when you see that it's up there.
There we are. You're up.
All right. I'm going to rewind this. This is an IDF phone call to Gaza to evacuate buildings with civilians before bombing.
يا حبيبي انا بقدرش اطلع كل الناس دول من انا بدي اقلش ساعتين عبال ما كله يطلع
يا اخو لو ما بتطلع انا بقدرش
انت طخ انت خلاص انت طخ اللي بدك اياه تسوي اللي بتنزل على التلاجات
لا اخو لازم الواحد لازم يعمل كل شيء عشان ما تموت احنا بتعيننا عندك مسؤوليه عندك مسؤوليه على
لما عايزنا نموت كل الاطفال لازم يموتوا
Ooh.
Did
you see that last line?
Who wants to live and who wants to die? They are allowing children to die without removing them from the buildings so that Israel looks like the bad guy.
Exactly. That's the point. That was the piece that I was that caught my eye. You know, this is what they wanted. They wanted kids, dead kids. Now, who in the heck would support an organization that would do something like that to children? When you look at the number of people that were killed by the Israelis during this past conflict, so-called. The overwhelming majority of them, as a matter, I would say probably 90% of them, were Hamas terrorists or terrorists from Islamic Jihad. There were civilian casualties. But when you live and you place your rockets and your ammunition storage dumps in residential areas, in schools, and you launch from hospitals, there are going to be civilians. What commander? Just think about this for a second. If you are a battlefield commander, and you're going to say, okay, we need to take out this building because this building here has.
I need to get this. Get Kenny's comment on the screen right now.
What is it?
He says, that is a recording of Israel calling the Palestinians of that building. You're right. 2 hours before they bombed it, a very large building that they did not have time to evacuate. 2 hours to evacuate it. And they didn't say, we don't have time to do it. They said, we are willing to die. He literally said, if children need to die, then they die. Is that something you support, Mr. Mom?
Sadly, I think, I don't know. People are going to have to decide. People will have to decide what he supports based on what he said on his show. But the fact of the
I'd like to add something here, because I noticed in my city in the West a lot of hate against Jews increasing day by day, and the cause these actions when Hamas give their children to die this way. And go announce pictures of children. Look, the Jews, the criminals, killers, the Zionists did this and that. Israel is a terrorist state. All people, they play with the victim card. All people here in my city in the West became like anti. And we have cases in the police are studying now these cases. While it's easy to save the people, the children, if we get like a warning from Israeli forces, you attack a building and go evacuate it, I go evacuate. Why I should wait till my children die? They do that to make a victim card, play with a victim card and make the world against Jews.
And that's what they're trying to do, John.
Who is the terrorist here? Who is the terrorist here?
Yeah, I mean, this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to play the victim card, and the victim card is supposed to, in part, garner them some type of sympathy on the world stage. When everybody in the – because if you look at the United States Senate, holy crap, what a bastion of thieves there. But anyway, the United States Senate voted 97-3 to support Israel. This past week, 97-3. And you know who the three senators were? Let me give you a guess. Bernie Sanders voted against it. And Elizabeth Warren, I don't know who the other loser was, but Elizabeth Warren, 97-3. Even in the United States Senate, they can clearly see what Hamas is and what Hamas does. It's absolutely ridiculous to try to justify and support an organization that Chris just showed you. If they're and this is what I was getting into is before Chris played that video. What military commander is going to call people that might alert the enemy that what their intentions are to blow up a building or to blow up a cache or something? Who is going to do that? Person in his right mind would alert somebody who is going to go tell your enemy exactly what your intentions are. This is how far the nation of Israel goes to try to minimize civilian casualties. War is hell. I can tell you from experience, it is indeed hell. You see some of the most god-awful things that people can do to each other. But here you have a sense of compassion, a sense of righteousness, alerting civilians, saying, look, this isn't your fight. You need to get you and those people that you are responsible for out of that building, because we're taking that building down. And also, if you look at what the Israelis did, this is absolutely brilliant. They got those rats in their tunnels. Caught them in those tunnels. And the tunnels, oh, by the way, the tunnels were constructed with cement that was supposed to go to build hospitals, schools, and other housing for people who don't have it. That's what the cement was supposed to go to. So what did they do with the cement? They built tunnels so they can attack Jews with them and use them as staging points to attack Jews. So what does Israel do? They say, okay, well, we're going to invade. And they put all their IDF, 9,000 IDF soldiers up on the border. And the Hamas and Islamic Jihad think that they're coming. So they go down in the tunnels to hide from them. And so what does Israel do? They realize that they're in the tunnels, and they light them up. It takes them about, what was it, 20 minutes? And they blew up 20 miles of tunnels with those people in it. That's justice. This is what these people, you know, and here's the thing. You hate seeing death on either side. You really do. You don't want to see other human beings suffer needlessly, number one, but fall prey to the rhetoric that these guys teach. And I don't, you know, sometimes you look at what Israel has to do in order to exist and what they have to put up with. And everything that they do, I don't agree with everything that they do. But when you are in a struggle for your very existence, you'll do anything to survive. And these guys that are firing these rockets into Israel indiscriminately, and you support that because you say that their homes are in danger, or somebody's coming into your, nobody's going into their homes. They have complete autonomy. They can live there peaceably if they want to. Nobody's going to stop them from living there peaceably. Israel is not doing anything to these people. These people get billions and billions of dollars from the outside world all the time, every year, to help them. And what do? They pour it into terror. They pour it into trying to kill Jews. You look at Iran. Iran, oh, that's a country that you really want to support too, huh? Iran supports Hamas. So by supporting Hamas, you're actually supporting the Ayatollahs in Iran too. Go ahead, Brad. Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Well, Ben Shapiro had a great point. Israel spent $1 billion to build rockets to protect its civilian population. Hamas spends millions of dollars to build rockets to fire from its civilian population.
Okay, you're breaking up. You're breaking up, Brad. Brad, you're breaking up. I got it. Okay.
All right, never mind.
No, okay. Well, you just sounded clear right there.
Okay. Well, like I was saying, Israel spent billions of dollars to build rockets to protect its civilian population, and Hamas spends millions of dollars to build rockets to kill Israeli civilian population. Not only that, they recklessly prepare these rockets from civilian population. They fire from schools. They fire from mosques. They deliberately hide and fire these rockets from civilian population, knowing if Israel strikes those rockets, they will kill civilians. But they don't care about the civilian population at all. They don't care. Muslims don't care about Muslims. That's the bottom line. Muslims, especially Muslims, do not care about Muslims. They love their dead babies, okay? They, you know, it's like, you know, bring out your dead babies, you know? Show the world dead children that we really don't care about. I mean, it's just completely disgusting to hear a man sit there and justify what Hamas was doing. And I think he even said, the brief that I listened to, he actually said, well, a lot of those rockets don't even have warheads on them. Yes, they're called dummy rockets. I mean, they're called decoys. They deliberately fire to overload Israeli systems that are used to protect the civilian population. You know what I mean? So that's actually brilliant, to be honest with you. But that's not saying, oh, they're just firing up, you know, fireworks with no explosives. No, they are deliberately doing this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, just completely disgusting.
Well, there's that cliche is that, can you mute yourself, Ren? Because we're getting feedback from your mic.
You know, I can't.
Okay. All right. Let me do this to you. I got you. Okay. I did it. Yeah. The old thing goes, I think Netanyahu said this, that we use rockets to protect our children, and Hamas uses children to protect their rockets, which is so, you know, if it wasn't true, it would actually be profound. But the fact of the matter is that it is true that Israel uses this technology that the United States developed with the Iron Dome to protect their citizens from all of these attacks, all of these rockets. And if they did not, just think of the damage, the amount of damage that would have, that could be done without the Iron Dome. Just think of what the Israelis would have to put up with from these people in the Gaza Strip, from Hamas in the Gaza Strip, from this terrorist organization in the Gaza Strip. Just think if Israel did not have the Iron Dome, what type of hell that they would be going through. If you look at Hezbollah up in Lebanon, and this is what concerns me, is because Hezbollah, the living conditions in Lebanon are pretty dire right now. The economy is in the toilet. Nobody trusts Hezbollah because of what happened with that that ammonium nitrate plant explosion. People are blaming Hezbollah, saying that they had their munitions in there, and one of them went off and it would set it off. You know, whatever the case, the people in Lebanon do not support Hezbollah as much as they used to. And when they don't have the support that they once had, then what they need to do is they need to figure out how to unify the people behind a common or against a common enemy. And in doing that, who is a better common enemy for Hezbollah than, of course, the Jews in Israel? And they have far more rockets, and those rockets have far more capability than what Hamas has. So it that's also worrying. And I would wonder if anybody would condemn Hezbollah for shooting those rockets off into Israel indiscriminately, like Hamas does. I don't think we would get that condemnation from certain people that. Evidently, they want to come on, and that's just not going to happen. I'm sorry. I don't come to your show. You don't need to come to mine. That's fine. And, oh, yeah, the flag. What was that comment about the flag? What was it? Hold on. Let me go back here. Hold on. Doggone it. Where'd it go? Hold on. There we are. Okay. Yeah, I dug that out just because he mentioned it on the show. He said Eric Smith sits there and talks with that Israeli flag behind him. I got it out of the drawer just for that comment anyway. And I wore my I climbed Masada T-shirt, wore my Star of David just for the show to show my unwaverable support for the nation of Israel in their fight against terrorism that comes from Hamas. Yeah. Okay, who else has anything for the cause tonight? I see the chat's been pretty lively. I had some other clips to play, but it's a waste of time. It really isn't. John, do you have anything to add? Issa,
thank you.
Okay. Issa, Robert, anything to add? We can cut it off early here.
Yeah, I think I have something to add. You know, I always have something to add, I guess.
Okay.
If I'm here and present, and I'm not driving and I'm not running around places.
We appreciate that. Rad is, though. Rad's out riding his motorcycle and running red lights, but that's okay. Go ahead.
So what I think is what is important is we need to proclaim human life. We need to support human life. We have to condemn any type of situation where people are being used as collateral damage. You know, that was the beginning. World War II was the beginning where people did total war, and they would kill anyone. They would kill women, children, older people, men. You know, I think it's important. A lot of people, when I hear this argument, people keep saying women and children. This is the conversation. And I'm like, well, men are important too. I'm sorry. We have to add that too. Men's lives matter also. I think, you know what I mean? Because we keep hearing women and children, men's lives matter, people who have disabilities, everybody, all lives should matter, right? And we hear a certain kind of narrative about certain lives matter more than others, and I say no. All lives matter, and we need to protect them, and people should not be used as collateral damage in any situation. That's super necessary. We have to, you know, support and promote, you know, the promotion of life, and I think just with this situation, it's just disastrous. It's disastrous what certain people are willing to do. in these kind of situations. They're willing to hurt other lives, you know, in the name of all. I put a video here where people will justify and say, well, this bad thing happened, so now that allows me to do whatever I want. No, it does not. So even if we justify whatever person who's utilizing terrorist means are, the ends do not justify the means. They don't. You don't get to just do whatever you want because you have a political grievance. You don't get to hurt other people. That's wrong, and we need to call it out and condemn it. That's my perspective. I feel really sad and kind of traumatized by this whole experience. It's very traumatizing. Especially people who are trying to promote unity are being condemned this time. We don't want to condemn human beings. I think that's number one, to not condemn people themselves. But there are certain actions that are problematic, and we need to say these actions are not okay. It's not acceptable. It's not acceptable to hurt other lives and use them, you know, as with collateral damage. So we need to say that that's incorrect.
Yeah, and I agree with you as far as, you know, all lives are, you know, all lives are precious in the eyes of God. And to minimize any of those lives is, you know, here's the point I'm trying to make. And even the terrorists that belong to Hamas, that were in those tunnels, and, you know, there's part of it that, you know, those guys got exactly what they deserved. And in a way, they probably did. If you look at it from our standards, but you look at it from God's standards, probably not. They're, you know, all people are created in the image of God, and you feel terrible for the loss of life on either side. The fact is, and here's just the facts. Hamas's charter states that its goal is to wipe Israel off the map, is to kill all the Jews in Israel, or displace them, ethnically cleanse the land. That's what they call for. Here's the news, though. Israel isn't going anywhere. Those Jews are not going anywhere. It does not matter. It does not matter how hard Hamas, Islamic Jihad, Hezbollah, Al Qaeda, ISIS, Boko Haram. It doesn't matter what type of action that you're going to take against Israel and those Jews. They're not going anywhere. It would probably be in your best interest, if you're a member of Hamas or somebody who supports Hamas, to maybe give them, put a little plug in their ear that maybe you ought to try to work out something with Israel and actually try to look for some type of peaceful agreement. This two-state solution. Every time that you interview Palestinians, either in the Gaza Strip or even in the West Bank, and ask them if they could live in a two-state solution, and the answer is no. The answer, there is no negotiation. There is no way to come to any type of agreement with these people. The reason why is they hate the Jews, and their justification is that it's our land. And the fact of the matter is, no, it's not. And if you have any questions about that, go watch last Sunday's show, where we went through line by line why Israel has a right to the land, not only biblically, Quranically, legally, and also using the laws of modern warfare. They have a right to the West Bank. They have a right to the Golan Heights. And something that people don't realize is when we start talking about the West Bank, even though the missiles aren't being fired for the West Bank, I get all that, is that Jordan occupied the West Bank for 20 years. And you never heard boo from any of the Palestinians seeking to set up their own country. Ain't that kind of funny how that works out? It wasn't until the 67 war where all of this came to a head. Okay. Let me see. I had something here that I was going to address in chat. I thought I was. I guess not. It doesn't matter. Thank you, everybody that was in chat, for coming. Even those people who were dropping bombs. or acting like they were anyway, or disagreed with us. That's okay. We don't mind people who disagree with us. I would invite you to come to Sunday show. Sunday show, the Cross and the Crescent discussion group. Guys, you need to email me your ideas, and so we'll come up with something. And for everybody that was in chat, again, once again, God bless you, and we'll see you next week on Radio Free Kafiristan. God bless. All right, let me jump over here to my folks in Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for coming. I appreciate you all so much. We will see you next week on the show.